Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Cave Show of PLR. This is PLR. It is Thursday, the 14th of October. Just by me saying it's Thursday, you know where I'm coming to you live from. The one and only Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. One of my most fun days of the week. Always great to be in here doing a live show. I know we're a little early today. Thank you for joining and hanging with us. Got a lot of stuff on the docket today to get into. That Mercury game last night was insane. I should say Mercury and Aces. The game was just insane. We had everything. It was finally starting to get a little tense. Looked like a real finals. People were a little agitated with each other. We had runs. We had, you know, a team jumps out, then a catch up. Another team jumps out, then they catch up. 4-point plays. Coaches mad at lack of calls. We had literally everything last night. Incredible game the way any finals should be. Also, I touched on this before. I'm going to touch on it again today. The Kyrie Irving situation. He came out on his IG Live yesterday and talked about his status and everything that's going on with that. So we'll definitely get into that as well. The Raiders are a dumpster fire. They're just a flat-out dumpster fire, so we'll get into that situation as well. I have my NFL picks for you. Okay, so you should have listened to me. I listened to me, and because I listened to me, I was able to make a little side change. Well, I'm, you know, whatever. But I listened to me. You should listen to me. I'm going to give you the picks that will put you over just like I do every single weekend. We got all that going on right here on the Cave Show with PLR. Live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, like I said, located at 4991 South Alma School. That is Alma School in Chandler Heights, locally in Chandler, Arizona. You can also become a club member, get your access to the members' lounge. Everything you need to feel at home back there. Tons of great places to sit. You know, locking it backs up to a humidor. Never worry about your sticks going bad. You're in the house of might here at all times. Also, now, if you're not a member, still plenty of great places to sit, relax, smoke a cigar. They have tons of TVs around this place. They have all the league passes, all the tickets, whatever your network wants to call up. You can watch your favorite football game. Tonight, they will be showing the football game as well. I can tell you this. I know on the weekends, if you're here on a Sunday and you watch the game is on. Even if it's time for them to close, they will hang out until that game goes off if you're sitting here enjoying your steak. It's the perfect place to come to watch all of your sports. Basketball's kicking off soon as well. They have all those games here as well. Also, if you want to order online, you can do that. If you can't make it in, go to Stogie World, stogieworld.com. Order early enough in the day, and it will ship out the exact same day. All this happens at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. They do serve beer and wine, so you can get your adult beverage on while you enjoy your stick and watch your game. So this week, or today, rather, we're going to start this a little bit different. Usually, I start with all the positive and the fuzzies and all that. But this Gruden situation is getting even worse, and it's really making you believe and see now that the Raiders as an organization is just a walking dumpster fire. There are things that come out. There are things that are coming out about the Raiders and their structure, honestly, that I believe just shouldn't come out. There are certain things that you just shouldn't know. So the way that everything was set up before was like this. Mayock, who's supposedly the GM, supposedly in charge of football moves, only had 49% of the decision-making ability, and John Gruden had 51% of the decision-making ability. Football like pro basketball, like pro baseball, like anything in the pros, you got to have a line, a definition of whose job is whose job. You can't have that line of demarcation just running all willy-nilly through the whole thing. You absolutely can't do that, because what will happen is who's actually in charge. So a GM, the way it should work is like any other structure in any other organization. There's a certain order of the way things go. So there's players, and then there's coaching, who's management, but let's be honest, lower management. Then there's a GM, and then some organizations have an operation of basketball or football, VP or president or whatever. And then you have basically the owner. There may be a layer or two in there somewhere, but then basically the owner. Well, when you give your GM, when it goes player, coach, GM, president of operations / owner or whatever, what have you, you're basically saying when you give your coach more power than your GM, your coach is actually your de facto GM, because that means he's going to have final say on player personnel, final say on possible firings, final say on a lot of different things. And you know, I don't know if that's the way that you structurally want to build your organization, because a coach's job is to win now. Every coach is in the game to win now. A GM's job is to put the coach in the best position to win now, but still keep an eye out for what's coming down the pike and what's coming up next. You got to have that balance between the two, so that way you know exactly where everything is falling. A coach is going to do everything in their power to make sure that what's on the field or what's on the court is going to determine what's happening today. A coach will say, you know what, I know there's only 1 year left in this guy, but I need this guy right now to possibly win the Super Bowl or to possibly get us over the top. If that means we pay him $6 million a year to keep him, then we're going to pay him. Whereas a GM may come back and say, well, look, I know you feel that you need this guy for $6 million, but I have a guy that can replicate the same thing, and he's only going to cost us $2 million. We get him for 3 years now for that $6 million, save money, and then allocate that money to go somewhere else. That's what a GM will do. That's why you got to have two different people doing two different jobs to balance everything out. When you give the coach that, then what are you doing? And this is why the Raiders are continuously a dumpster fire, because let's say Gruden sucks at his job, and he did. If we're really just going to be honest, Gruden is a very average coach at best, very average coach. So let's say it's time for them to move off Gruden. If Mayock only has 49% of the power, Gruden has 51%, at no point could Mayock go, I'm going to fire Gruden, because he already doesn't have the power that he has. He is a GM in name only. Basically, he's there to do a job, sort of. As long as the coach approves and the owner approves, he's fine. So what this is telling us, the only person that could really fire Gruden is the owner, no matter how shitty of a job he did. You have to have order. You have to have structure. The Raiders don't have that. They don't have structure. They have an owner in Mark Davis who ran and hid. Yesterday during that press conference, you had the new coach step up, right? You had him step up to the microphone. We've heard a little bit from AI, and we heard from David Carr. You know who we didn't hear from? We didn't hear from Mark Davis. We didn't hear from him at all. Except for him to say, send a little funky message, I guess the NFL has all the answers. What the hell does that mean? So do you, you know what the situation looks like? To me, to me, and I could be wrong, but what it looks like to me, and I'm sorry, I said David Carr, Derek Carr. What it looks like to me is Mark Davis wasn't going to fire Gruden. He wasn't. He didn't want to fire Gruden. And like I said, I'm going to tell you this is how it went again. Hey, Mark, look, this is the NFL sending him emails. Hey, Mark, look, we got these emails, and you might want to address this. Yeah, okay. Hey, Mark, listen, man, we just told you got these emails. You might want to address this. So here's a few more emails we're going to give you to prove to you that you might want to address this. Yeah, all right. Okay. All right, bro, man, look, here's all these emails. And now we're going to start leaking them because you're not doing anything. Because he wasn't going to do anything. This was his guy. This was the guy he wanted. Be damned who he insulted. This was the guy he wanted. So now he's all in his underwear because he had to let his guy go. So that's where we're at now. And so now we're getting all this breakdown in structure. So guess what? Mayock, by Gruden getting fired, you now have 51% of the control, and your new head coach has 49% of the control, on especially when it comes to personnel decision. Why do we need to know that? If I go to the mom-and-pop shop down the store, down the way, and I'm going there to buy a quick lunch, do I need to know who's in charge of 51% and 49% if it's family-owned? Why? It's almost like the more they're trying to say, okay, we'll give you a little bit of information, we don't need to know that. Naturally, anyone is going to assume that the GM is going to have more power than the coach. By you coming out saying that he never did, that's making you look stupid. That's making the Raiders look more like the shit show that they've been for the last few years. This isn't the Al Davis Raiders. This isn't. Their fans are some of the most loyal fans there are. They followed them from Oakland to L.A. to Oakland, now to Vegas. They just show up for them. But you have to think something would be off anyway when you hire a guy who was a mediocre coach before he got rehired to 10 years and all that money. Who gets 10 years to turn an NFL team around? You get 10 years by being rewarded by doing it right the first 4 years and then doing it right the second 4 years and then getting that. No one gets a 10-year rope in coaching. Nobody. That is absolutely asinine when you stop and think about it. Who gets a 10-year? You know what? We're going to bring you in. You get 10 years to turn this ship around. Who the hell does that? There are coaches being fired after 1 year. There are coaches being fired after 2 years. Coaches being fired after 3 years. There are people saying that, hey, is Belichick on the hot seat? This guy's giving you 20 years of winning football, 6 Super Bowl wins, 9 Super Bowl appearances. Excuse me. Yeah, 9 Super Bowl appearances. And you're wondering if he should be on a hot seat. Think about that. Mike Tomlin has never had a losing record, and there are people asking if he should be on a hot seat. But here you have John Gruden, who won a Super Bowl. I give him credit for winning because he coached that team, but won a Super Bowl with somebody else's talent and has sucked ever since, and you give him a 10-year deal to get something turned around when it's obviously not turned around. And then you give him control basically of all of the player personnel. And that's the guy you want to hold on to? Listen, let me tell you this one more time so I make myself 100% clear, crystal clear. If this was up to Mark Davis, he would chalk this up as a learning experience, and John Gruden would be coaching the Las Vegas Raiders. He would not have fired him. You could tell by his attitude. You could tell by his upsetness. The person that should be upset over John Gruden, and he wasn't even fired. He was allowed to resign. But the person who should be upset that he is no longer the coach of the Raiders, is John Gruden, for going in his email and typing up a bunch of ignorant shit. And then deciding, after he typed it, to hit send. And so, no, this isn't, I've heard some people say, oh, it's cancel culture. No, it's not. Listen, we are the same society, and I'm going to get into Kyrie Irving in a second. We're the same society that will say, this dude doesn't want to play basketball because he doesn't want to be back. He doesn't want to do this because he doesn't want to. Are the same people that will stick up for John Gruden and say that happened 10 years ago. Even though, no, it happened for a series. It started 10 years ago. So is it fair for me to turn around and say, I guess he just didn't want to coach because he sent some stupid email? Because he had to know one day if that got out, what would happen. Had to know it. So I guess he never really wants to return to being a coach. I guess he never really wanted to be a TV personality because he knows that once he hits in on those emails, his name is attached to it. No one typed those emails for him. It's not like he has a tweet department that sends out Twitters for him, and then he's like, oh, crap, I didn't send that. My assistant did. He didn't have an assistant send those emails. He sent the email. So before Mark Davis gets mad at the NFL for leaking the truth about what happened with this coach and saying, well, the NFL has all the answers, maybe he should look at his ex-coach and say, why would you do something so stupid? What the hell were you thinking when you hit send? What was on your mind when you hit send? I find the whole thing just asinine. We're making a martyr out of someone who did something to themselves. Listen, I don't care who you are on this earth. If you call the commissioner of a league what he calls the commissioner of a league, and he gets wind of it, they're going to leak your email. I don't care who you are. You know, it's funny because we're mad that they leaked the John Gruden email, but we're not mad that A-Rod's test results from an anonymous steroid test got leaked. We're not mad about he's the only one who got, out of all those people, I think it was 106, his is the one that got leaked. We're not mad at that. We're not mad at that at all. That doesn't bug us because you know what? We don't like A-Rod. So if something happens to him, to hell with him. But we love Chucky. We love the football guy, the good, the oh, the face, the rock, the ESPN coming on with heavy metal introducing Coach John Gruden and his fire and brimstone. We like that. Don't like A-Rod, but we like Gruden. So A-Rod, we can out you. Gruden, don't out you. Come on, people. Have sense. Make sense. Common sense isn't common. We want to do it. We know we're all human. We slant on the side of people we like. I get that. We all do it. I do it. But when facts are in front of your face, you can be pissed off that it happened, but don't be pissed off about the facts because generally people do it to themselves. It's a game show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar, enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
You never know what you'll hear on The Cave Show.
Here's the bottom line. If people were having great sex, we'd have world peace.
You know, one day I was riding around with a friend, and the alarm on my watch went off. And I turned to my friend and I said, hey, shut up. Because I need to listen to The Cave Show with PLR.
Welcome back to The Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR, and I'm coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco on this Friday Eve, Thursday, my favorite day of the week. Hey, listen, you're obviously checking us out here live at 1 o'clock. Excuse me, I'm so used to it. At 11 o'clock, our special time. Know that our replay is played at 3 o'clock on KSRN. Download the app, Casual Sports Radio Network, from your Apple App Store, Google Play Store, anywhere you get your apps from. Also, know that we are on iHeartRadio as well as Spotify. Go ahead and download We Are the Cave Show. It's brought to you by the Sports Cave. So go ahead and definitely check us out on those platforms as well. Download it so that way you get the ding so you know when we're ready to roll. We have so many platforms. Our marketing is doing a fantastic job getting us out there, getting us heard. And basically, it's because of you guys. So thank you for listening to us every single day. So, you know, if you go to thesportscave.com and cave is with a K, hit that listen live button, and you do that outside of any other hours, actually all of our shows pop up, and you can definitely check them out. So I was talking about Kyrie as well, and I referenced them when I was talking about John Gruden. And Kyrie came out yesterday on his Instagram, and Kyrie is perfect barbershop talk, folly, if you will. Again, he falls under, if you like Kyrie, you understand. If you don't like Kyrie, then you don't. If you on his side, then you are. Let me tell you something. I don't think Kyrie is a non-vaxxer. I don't. I think he's willing to live with his situation. Now, he said something, as I watched his IG Live, he said something that I don't think a lot of people heard, because you're listening to everything that you could think would make a hot take instead of actually listening with your ears, two things on the side of your head. See, a lot of times we listen so we can form our opinion to say how we want to either say this person is right or this person is wrong. I think that's what we listen for most of the time, instead of listening with the intent to actually get information. I listen to his IG with the intent to get information. And there's a lot of people that are hot taking saying, well, what assurances did he get? The NBA didn't promise this, yada, 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 yada. I say, let's listen with the intent to listen on this one. He never once said that the NBA promised that he would be able to do all this, and now they're reneging on their word. What he's saying, in my opinion, from what I heard, was basically the NBA gave a protocol for players that were vaccinated and for players that are not. And I believe, and I apologize if I'm wrong or off with the amount of testing, the exact numbers, but if you are fully vaccinated, the amount of tests you take are different from those who aren't. So in saying that, I believe a non-vax player has to be tested twice a day on game days, once before, once after. Their separation with the team is different, coming up to a game or the week or the travel or the hotel. It's different. I think what he's saying is, he was under the impression as long as he followed those protocols, he would be allowed to play. Now, what's stopping him from playing, if we really just want to be honest, it's not obviously that he's not vaccinated, but what's stopping him from playing, it isn't the NBA. It isn't the Brooklyn Nets. It's for certain things, it's not even him. It's the city of New York. The city of New York has a law that he has to be vaccinated to work in a public facility. Well, his public facility is where he plays basketball. So he has to be able to be vaccinated to do it. Same thing happened in San Francisco with Wiggins. Has to be vaccinated to be able to play in that building, and he went ahead and did it. But the NBA is not saying that. Listen, the only reason, let's be honest, the only reason we give a good damn about what Kyrie does is because he's successful in what he does. He makes a lot of money in what he does. He's a champion at what he does. And he's possibly an important member of a team that has a great chance, or we would say the favorite, to win an NBA title if he's playing. That's really the only reason we're giving a damn about Kyrie Irving, if we're really going to be honest. That's the only reason his name keeps popping up in everyone's mouth. Because Bradley Beal, who's playing a few hundred miles south of New York, is not vaccinated, has no intention of becoming vaccinated. will not play when the team goes, will not play when the team goes to San Francisco to play. He is already guaranteed to miss between 3 to 5 games. And we're not saying a word because, one, Bradley Beal's name is not as large as Kyrie's. Bradley Beal has not been as outspoken as Kyrie. Bradley Beal didn't go to Duke and play for Coach K like Kyrie did. He didn't win an NBA title with LeBron like Kyrie did. And let's be honest, Kyrie turned a lot of people off when he chose not to want to play with LeBron James anymore. So here's a person that's saying, I don't want to retire. I want to play ball. I'm speaking because I'm tired of people speaking and saying what I feel or what I mean or what I'm saying. Now, do I agree with everything he said in his IG? No. Do I disagree with everything he said in his IG? No. But I think there's a bigger picture, and I think all the fingers are pointing because he's that person. Look, you will buy a fight for $69. That's old pricing. You'll buy a fight for $99 to watch Mayweather lose. And then when he wins, you complain about how he won. You'll invest 4 hours to watch Notre Dame play football or Alabama play football, and if they win, you're mad. But you don't invest $99 to watch Gabe Kalpowski fight. Who? Exactly. Don't give a damn. I don't remember the last time someone living in Arizona really cared about what happened with Southwest Missouri State football. Don't care. You hate those that are successful. And when I say hate, I don't mean the hate. But you choose a side. Either you win or you're against. Kobe Bryant could go in some arenas, he get booed. He go to other arenas, he gets cheered. 13th man off the bench comes in, nobody really cares. Because they're not as good. As a society, we love to put people on a pedestal so we can boo them and watch them fall. Or their home fans cheer them. Barry Bonds is hated in every Major League Baseball park, except one. Barry Bonds right now could throw on his old Giants uniform, walk out to the outfield by himself 10 minutes before the game starts, and everyone in San Francisco would cheer. The stadium would just stop. You would think you're hearing an earthquake coming because it would be that loud. If he did the same thing in L.A., he'd be booed off the field. It's no difference with what Kyrie is doing, except everyone is making it political, and they're saying this and saying that. It really boils down to this. There are options. He's not going to retire. He wants to play. He said he wants to play. So Brooklyn now has a decision. They've already done the right thing, in my opinion. Hey, look, can't be a part-time worker. Either you're going to work or you're not going to work. I got it. We understand what's causing you to not want to work, but be that as it may, this is what you need to do to work here. To work in our city, this is what you need to do. You want to practice law in New York, you got to pass our bar. This is what you got to do to work here. Got it. So there are options. You can sit out, and he'll still get paid for 41 games. Mind you that. He'll get paid for every game that isn't in Brooklyn or that isn't in San Francisco. He's going to get paid. So they have an option to pay him and let him stay home. They could trade him to a city that doesn't have the same mandate because he has trade value. Or they could say, well, you know what? We're going to go against ourselves and let you come back and be part-time. They have options too. Everybody has an option. So I'm anxious to see how this shakes down. But like I said, I listen to things with the intent to listen. Not hot take it. Not say this. Listen. Whatever you decide to do with the vax, I can tell you right now, I think everyone should be vaccinated. I can tell you that. So if you're not, am I supposed to hate you for it or look at you odd? I could be the other way and say, you know what? Make your own decision. I don't think anyone should get vaxxed. But then if you get vaxxed, am I supposed to look at you side-eyed because she did. And what do some of these people say? Call you a sheep. So there's going to be other decisions that people make. I'm just saying he has to make his decision, but he has to live with the consequences. That's all I'm saying. Whatever they are. Remember, I can walk up to you and say, I'm going to hit you in your jaw. Now, if you decide to call the police on me, you didn't infringe on my rights. I have my free speech. I can say what I want. I just got to live with the consequences that comes after. Cave Show, PLR.
Don't just smoke your cigar. Enjoy your cigar at Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's on the corner of Alma School in Chandler Heights. There's numerous TVs for viewing while you smoke your cigar, or better yet, become a club member and enjoy the member lounge. That's Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco.
Hey, this is Mikal Bridges with the Phoenix Suns. I'm in a cave with PLR.
I mean, they pretty much just kicked their asses. I mean, there's nothing else really to say.
Welcome back to the Cave Show with PLR. This is PLR coming to you live from Maduro's Fine Cigar and Tobacco. Get your butt down here and get 10% off your cigar purchase. All you got to do is mention that I came here, located at 4991 South Alma School. That's Alma School and Chandler Heights. Okay, we are on social media at Sports Cave on the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Caves with a K. SportsCave.com is the website, Caves with a K. And, of course, you get me over on Twitter at PLR on Sports. So we're a little out of order today with everything. A lot of it has to do with the fact that we're abbreviating the show just a little bit because of time constraints. I do apologize with the special time. But just a lot of things catching my eye. And before I get into the NFL and the NFL picks, there's a couple things I just wanted to go over with everyone and kind of just talk about all the sports that's going on right now and how if you are a sports lover, you have to be like all down with everything. We have the WNBA finals. We have the NBA preseason. We have football, full effect, college football, full effect. We have all this stuff going on right now. We have MLB baseball, and I'm sad, and I have some issues with some of the things the White Sox did. My team is out. But you know what? We grow, we learn, and let's be honest. As much as I like my White Sox, love my White Sox, after watching the Astros, after watching Boston, after watching L.A., after watching San Francisco, I'm going to just be honest. That's not a World Series team right now. It's not. It's not. So what are you going to do? You go back, you get better, you come back. The one thing I do like is I definitely think this team is going in the right direction. The first time ever the White Sox have been to the playoffs back-to-back years. So let's see if they can make it three. I don't want to hear about the division because there's other teams that play in divisions either. Before I get into the picks, a couple quick things. Arizona Cardinals having some COVID-19 issues. Chandler Jones is put on a COVID reserve list. He tested positive. He had a positive test on Tuesday. And from what we're hearing, he is symptomatic. He's vaccinated, so there's still an opportunity for him to play on Sunday, but he needs two negative tests 24 hours apart and be free of symptoms for 48 hours. So we'll see what happens with him. So we'll find out. I'm telling you, man, this crap is no joke. You will not play if you're showing any any type of anything. It's just the way it goes. And it's just the way it goes. That's the world that we're living in right now. And honestly, I don't believe this is going to come to an end anytime soon. I really don't. I think we are just going to have something that we're going to be living with for a long time. But with all that being said, it is that time. It is NFL pick time, my favorite time of the week. Let me do what I do for you. Allow me to put some change in your pocket. All you have to do is listen with the intent of listening. Start tonight. The Bucs play the Eagles in Philadelphia. We can rave about the Philadelphia defense. We can rave about what they've done. We can talk about the positives. Tom Brady is averaging 350 yards passing per game. And that's even with his lay the egg game against the Patriots. I see nothing that changes here. Eagles can't run, don't run. Jalen Hurts is in a shotgun 90% or more of the time. They're not even trying to run. This is going to be a butt whooping. The Buccaneers, let me say it like this, they're favored by 7 on the road. That means they would be favored by almost 14 points at home. Take the Bucs, take the points. This one was a no-brainer for me to pick, to be perfectly honest with you. Dolphins and Jaguars. I didn't get the opportunity to go in on Urban Meyer like I really wanted to because of a whole bunch of stuff. He is not a pro coach. He is not. Coaches travel with their team. They don't hang out to dance with people half their age. They're 0-5. They will be 0-6. Miami's favored by 3. I don't care if Jacoby Brissett is playing quarterback. They're going to beat the Jaguars because the Jaguars is not a good team and they're not well coached. The Bengals go to the Lions. Bengals do a lot of stuff right, and at the end of the day, it still seems like they can't win. The Lions do a lot of stuff right, and at the end of the day, they just seem like they can't win. But the Bengals actually do win, and the Lions actually never win. And I don't know how much more I need to pick on Detroit because it's actually becoming kind of easy at this point, and I don't know if it's fair to keep picking on them like this. But they are 0-5 right now. If the Lions were in the division by themselves, and they only played themselves, they would be 0-5. Cincinnati's favored by 3.5. Take the points. The Lions will play hard, but they'll find a way to lose. Texans go to Indy to play the Colts. I've never seen two teams 1-4, but one of the 1-4 teams is a 10-point dog. I'm not sold. You can talk about Carson Wentz all you want to me. Well, if it wasn't for Lamar Jackson, we would be talking about the game Carson Wentz had. Well, we did have Lamar Jackson. And if we really want to be honest about it, the Colts had a 16-point lead. And Lamar came back and made up all those points. If Carson Wentz was that good, he couldn't have put together one drive that would have kept the ball out of Lamar Jackson's hand. I am tired of hearing Carson Wentz. Texans are going to not win this game, but they're not going to lose by 10 either. Take the Texans, take the points. Take the Colts to win, take the Texans, take the points. Rams and Giants. Let's see. Their quarterback is wobbly. Their wide receiver is always hurt. And their running back is hurt not again. Rams are favored by 9.5 on the road, and I don't think that's enough. Take the Rams over the Giants. The Giants are a bad football team, a really bad football team. KC is 2-3. Washington is 2-3. It's in Washington. Washington has a vaunted defense that doesn't allow anything to happen. That's a lie. Their defense has been playing very average at best. And if you think Andy Reid is going to go in and lose to this team and go to 2-4, you have your mind twisted. KC's favored by 6.5 and basically a touchdown. I can envision KC winning this game 28-21, 21-14, 35-28. Their defense sucks, but their offense is good enough to win this game. Take them and take the points. The Vikings go to Carolina to play the Panthers. Sam Darnold is looking like Sam Darnold he was with the Jets. Listen, time bears itself out. He is not a special quarterback. He's an okay quarterback. I think down the line he'd be a perfect bridge quarterback, but he's definitely not a starting quarterback. I don't know who the Vikings are. They're favored by 1, which means that they would be favored by more, neutral site and at home. I would stay away from this one, but somehow something tells me that Sam Darnold is going to pull this one out. Stay away from this. Chargers go to the Ravens. We are ready to anoint Justin Herbert. Oh, he's bad. He's possibly better than this guy, and he's possibly better than that guy. You know, he could be better. This is going to be a duel with him and Lamar Jackson. He has all the tendencies and the things that will make him better than Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is a regular season MVP, Super Bowl MVP, Super Bowl winner, and offsides away from winning 3 consecutive Super Bowls. Lamar Jackson has had his team in the playoffs every year. Justin Herbert hasn't. Baltimore's favored by 2.5 at home. I like that. Take Baltimore, take the points to beat the Chargers. Denver's favored by 3.5 over the shit show known as the Las Vegas Raiders. I don't care how banged up Denver is. The Raiders, mentally, I don't know where they're going to be at this game. Take Denver, take those points. They're going to win. Dallas playing the Patriots. I never in my life thought that I would honestly say I'm going to take a team over Bill Belichick on the road. Well, you know what? I'm going to say it. Yeah, he's going to come up with some exotic defenses, but he has a dink and dunk quarterback. They don't have the ability to make big plays at all. There's no playmakers on the Patriots. Dallas's defense is good. Take the Cowboys over the Patriots. That is my lock game of the week. 3.5 points. Dallas should win this game very easily. The Seahawks on Sunday Night Football go into Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a 5-point favorite. There is no Russell Wilson. Let me repeat that. There is no Russell Wilson. Geno will be their quarterback, and their defense couldn't stop light from coming in a window. Take the Steelers in those 5 points. Monday night, the Bills at the Titans. This should be a good game. Can the running of the Titans keep the Bills at bay? Bills can put up points really easy. Really easy. But no one can stop that defensive end that's pretending to be a running back with the Titans. Which game will we get? Which matchup will we see? Bills are hot. They're doing a lot of stuff right. I like it. I'm sketchy on the points. I say stay away from it. But if I have to pick, I'm going to go ahead and pick Buffalo over the Titans in that game. At least 2 games left. Cardinals are playing the Browns. Cardinals are going to be missing possibly 3 key players due to COVID. One of them on defense. Cleveland can run the hell out of the ball. They're favored by 3. I like Cleveland in this. I like them to get their first win at home against the Cardinals. I'm going to take Cleveland, and I'm going to take the 3 points. And in the oldest rivalry in the NFL, the Packers come to Soldier Field to take on the Bears. So now I have to decide. Did I tell you what to do in my head? But I tell you what to do with my heart. I'm going to tell you what to do with my heart on this one. Aaron Rodgers has owned the Bears. His last name should be Aaron Rodgers McClaskey because he has owned the Bears. I think things change. So I'm going to tell you right now, stay away from betting this game because I'm about to give you a straight from the heart. I think that's a song by Bryan Adams. Packers are favored by 5. Not only do I think they don't cover, I think the Bears get the upset win of the week. I have to give you an upset every week. This is the upset win of the week. Bears over the Packers. And there you have it. The picks to put a little bit of change in your pocket. Hey, last segment was brought to you by Scout and Seller, Wines Sold to Peter Calhoun. Proud of wines that have a bunch of preservatives, sugars, additives, all that crap that makes wine stink. Well, you want to go with Scout and Seller. Talk to Tina, 602-410-4821, 602-410-4821. Get wine that is all natural, nothing added. You won't get that blah feeling after enjoying your glass of wine. We do all types of things, testing, all that stuff. Make sure you give her a call, 602-410-4821. All right, everyone, we are back tomorrow the same exact time, 11 o'clock early. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. I know it's a special time. Thank you, Maduros, for hosting us like you do every single week. Really, really appreciate that. Got to get down here. Listen, the most important thing when you're picking a cigar is to pick something that fits you. That's why Maduros is so cool, because you don't just come in, walk in the humidor if it's your first time, just grab something because you think it's going to look cool. Ron Harden, the owner, Tina Calhoun, and the rest of the staff here will make sure they put the right cigar with you, match it up, so that way you're not getting something that's either too strong or not allowing you to enjoy the full flavor. Do that all at Maduro's, where they will help you out and definitely take care of you. Again, located on Chandler Heights and Alma School locally in Chandler, Arizona. Until tomorrow when we come back, I will have your Furious 5 NCAA picks as well tomorrow. And we'll get into the Mercury and the Suns tomorrow as we talk a little bit of hoops and hoop action. All that will happen right here on the Cave Show with PLR. Until then, everyone, thank you very much. Thanks for hanging with us today. Special time, like I said. We will be back tomorrow. Be safe. Take care of each other. This is the Cave Show with PLR. Tips, bring us home.